Prabhupada. That Srila Prabhupada, see, they have written that Hare Krishnas are crazy. And next day Prabhupada wrote an article, Who is Crazy? And in that Prabhupada proposed a very nice idea that the person who is not his body, or we are not our body, but we are thinking we are body, it's like a psychiatric ward. In a psychiatric ward, like for example, once one man, he started shouting from his cot or the small cubicle. He said, I have become the Prime Minister of India. I have become Prime Minister of India. So the ward boy said, and he said, who told you you have become Prime Minister? He said, God told me. Suddenly there was a voice from the next cubicle. I never said anything like that. So one person is thinking, I am Prime Minister. He is not. That's why he is in the psychiatric ward. Other person thinking, I am God. And that's why he is in the psychiatric ward. Other person was once running in the ward very fast in that whole mental hospital premise that I am going to become the Prime Minister of India tomorrow. I am going to become Prime Minister of India tomorrow. One person stopped me. Stop. You can become Prime Minister only if I resign. Okay. So that's how it is. Once the Prime Minister visited, actually the Prime Minister visited the psychiatric ward, and then he was looking. And as he was entering at the exit point, he saw one person. He was sitting very nicely. And the Prime Minister asking, how was your stay? You are feeling better. Yeah, he said, I'm feeling better. Now I'm being discharged and I'm going home and this and that. Then while going, he asked him that, who are you? He said, I'm the Prime Minister of India. He said, yeah, that's what I was saying when I came here. And that's why I was brought here. The point I'm making is he's not the Prime Minister, but he is thinking that he is the Prime Minister. And that's what makes him crazy or stupid. And that's what, if we are thinking that we are the body and identifying with the body and behaving on a bodily platform, that's what a person behaving on the bodily platform is called as crazy. And that's what Prabhupada said, who is crazy? Now once you touch upon the topic of Prime Minister, I'm very sensitive about it, and therefore I'll speak something more about this Prime Minister. This is a hypothetical story where God decided to end the world, and therefore he called Prime Ministers of the important countries, important religions. And he told them that you go back to your country and you tell that I'm going to end the world. And the three people he called were Barack Obama, Nawaz Sharif, and our Prime Minister. So Barack Obama called everyone and he said, I have one good news for you and I have one bad news for you. The good news is that, what Jesus told us that there is God is true, because I saw God. So that's the good news, that Jesus never cheated us. And the bad news is that the world is going to end. Nawaz Sharif called all the Pakistanis and he said, I have one good news and I have one bad news for you. Excuse me. And he said, I have one good news for you and I have one bad news for you. Good news is that what Prophet Muhammad told us, that there is Allah, is true because I saw him. So Prophet Muhammad has not cheated us. And the bad news is that the world is going to end. And then our Prime Minister, he calls all the Indians and he says, I have two good news. The first good news is that I am the one of the three influential people in the world whom God has selected. This is the status of India. And second good news is now I don't have to make any strategy to defend Narendra Modi. Because now the world is going to end. And therefore we say that there was one place where this Narendra Modi was asking, the hypothetical situation where he was asking the Prime Minister that, kitna paisa khate aap log? Kuch limit hai ki nahi? और आपको हम लोग हिसाब मांगते तो आप जवाब भी नहीं थे, आप कुछ बोलते भी नहीं. एंड आवर प्राइम मिनिस्टर, मेरी माँ ने सिखाया खाते समय बोलना नहीं चाहिए. द वे आवर रूलर्स ऑफ आवर कंट्री, आई डोंट नो वेदर यू हैव सीन द रीसेंट टेक्स्ट बुक्स, द काइंड ऑफ लेसन्स विच देर आर. इंडिया इज अ कंट्री वेर रामायण महाभारत यूज टू बी टॉट इन द स्कूल्स. वाई वी नीड टू अरेंज सच काइंड ऑफ प्रेरणा फेस्टिवल्स इज बिकॉज दिस वॉट वी आर स्पीकिंग हियर इज नॉट टॉट इन द स्कूल. नो बडी टॉट अस इन द स्कूल. The status of spirituality, I'll just tell you one story which will reflect the status of spirituality in India. Once one person, that is an inspector, who was inspecting the schools, he went to one school for inspection. And he said, what are you teaching? And the teacher just fumbled, he says, I'm teaching Ramayana. And that's what he was teaching. Now let us check out the status of Ramayana in India, what is that? So he made one student stand up. He said, Shiv ka dhanush kisne toda? The boy said, sir, maine nahi toda. The inspector said, what is he talking? And he told the teacher, main usko pooch raha hu, Shiv ka dhanush kisne toda? And he's saying, maine nahi toda. The teacher looked at that boy. He said, nahi, wo achha bachcha hai, wo todega nahi. The inspector goes to the principal and he says, he repeats the whole story that such and such thing happened. I asked the student, teacher is saying, and the principal, you know, he thought for a while, he said, sir, jisne bhi toda hai hum paisa de denge. I said, so here, with such a status of Ramayana, this whole episode happened to tell us that lust is a bad thing. That whole essence of Ramayana is that Ravan, who had so many wives, but still he was not satisfied and he wanted more and more and more. And he just heard the description of Sita which agitated him. So just by hearing description agitates. So what to speak of when we repeatedly see it. And after having so many wives, if he was not satisfied, and that's how the Cupid makes us stupid. With so many wives, he was not satisfied, and he was thinking that if I have Sita, then I'll be happy. That is what precisely illusion is. Lust. When we speak about lust or when the Cupid attacks, the first thing that happens to us that we want to enjoy. Now what is wrong in enjoying? The wrong thing is we want to enjoy Lord's property. When something is ours, like for example, when we build the house, we say the house is mine. But have we built this body? Have we got the bones and legs and the hairs together? No. If we had a choice, we would have got the best color for our body, but no. So we have not created this body. Its body itself is the Lord's property. So our body is Lord's property. The other person's body is also Lord's property. So with one Lord's property, we want to enjoy the other Lord's property, and that is what is called as theft. And a thief, therefore, is never happy. Never happy because he is always in a mood of stealing. Once one thief was made to stand before the judge, and the judge said, I punish you that you have to pay a fine of 500 rupees. And the thief looked at the judge and got very depressed. So he said, why are you so depressed? He said, I have only 100 rupees with me. But if you give me 2 hours, I can collect 500 rupees. That is So that means getting punished and again he is ready to do the same offense. with us also, you must have experienced yourself that many times it happens that we do something wrong and then we are punished. And from our heart we realize that I have been punished for doing this wrong. Nobody in the world knows about it actually, except for you. Only you know that why I have been punished. But still like that thief, again and again we are. And then the way we show ourselves, even after, in spite of being a thief. Once one thief was asked by a judge that, what is your age? And he said 25. And the judge told him that for last 10 years you are telling your age 25. And the thief said, see, I am not that kind of a person who keeps on changing their statements. You know, I am once I, you know. So trying to be truthful, justifying, like once one thief was caught stealing a overcoat. And the judge said, 2 years back I had, you know, punished you for stealing a overcoat. And again you have done the same mistake. He said, yeah, that overcoat lasts for 2 years only. And therefore I have stolen a new one. So repeating the mistake again and again and again, in spite of getting punished. And the sense pleasure, what we seek for. Firstly, our body itself, if we analyze our body, anything is called as beautiful by looking at the byproducts. Like we say a flower is beautiful, and when we take the flower near our nose, it smells also very nicely. It's very beautiful. But if we see the byproducts coming out of our body, what comes out of our ear, what comes out of the genitals, what comes out of the nose, what comes, even the spit which comes out of the mouth. So once one of the preachers in ISKCON, he was telling that if all dirty products are coming out from the body, then how the body is beautiful? That is what is illusion. That is what is called as illusion. Or so many medical, how many medical students are here? Yeah. So all of you must have done dissections in the first MBBS. And in dissection hall, we remove the skin of the body. And once the skin is removed, the thing inside is so obnoxious actually. All our organs and the intestines and lungs and heart, you know, that many times many of our medical students, they fall unconscious. They fall unconscious in the dissection hall. They cut, they remove the skin, and what is inside comes as such a shock to them that suddenly they fall down. So every year on the first day in the medical school, when students go for a dissection, we keep 2-3 stretchers ready. Because they get into a shock that, whoa, this is what is inside the body. Because we have been treating our body so nicely, the skin and... So here I would like to tell you a story of Raju. This Raju was a very nice boy playing football in the ground. I had written an article on this and I had told this story also when I gave a Sunday feast lecture. And playing very nicely, and suddenly he sees a very old woman, you know, making a gesture to him that, please come here, Raju, Raju, Raju. So Raju goes, he said, yes, 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 auntie. She said, do you want to eat kaju? He said, yes. She ate the kaju. So Raju eats the kaju. He says, you liked it? Yes. He said, come every day, I will give it to you. Now after 7 days, Raju starts thinking that why she is giving me every day. So he asks her that, auntie, why are you giving me? Or grandma, whatever it is. She was a very old lady. So grandmother, why are you, old lady, why are you giving me? She said, because I cannot eat kaju. So I give it to you. So he went home that day. And then night again something stuck him that if she cannot eat, why is she buying it? So next day, again she says, Raju, kaju. So Raju takes the kaju in the hand and he says, I had one question that if you cannot eat the kaju, why are you buying the kaju? She said, I cannot eat the kaju, but I can always eat the chocolate which is around it. So what was she doing is, she was sucking all the chocolate and she was keep whole day, and at the end of the day, whatever kaju was remaining, she was handing over those kaju to him. Now Raju stands there with the kaju in his hand. How many of you feel that Raju ate those kajus after that? How many of you feel that Raju at any point of time in his life ate kajus? He got so nauseated towards kajus. What made him nauseated? Knowledge. He was not realizing, he was enjoying that happiness, but one day he got into knowledge that these are dirty. It's a dirty happiness which I am seeking. Okay, that's what he realized. Otherwise, that till that point, he was enjoying that. But suddenly one day, the same enjoyment, he started feeling dirty. And that's what our acharyas, they say, you know, Yamunacharya, he writes, he says, Yada avadi mama Krishna padarvinda, when I have got attracted towards Krishna's lotus feet, when I think of sensual pleasure, I spit at the thought. Just see how pure they are. Why do they spit? Because they have known that how contaminated this material happiness is. With us, what is happening is, we are very nicely enjoying those kajus offered by Maya Devi. From the point we get up till the point we sleep, and even in our dreams, Maya Devi just does us to Raju, Kaju. And we go running, okay, give me pleasure. And we are enjoying that pleasure, not realizing. So the day we realize that this pleasure is not the real pleasure. Because human body is designed in such a way that the body cannot be happy with sensual pleasure. I'll give you an example. You must have heard the first class in ISKCON, you must have heard Aharam Itnitra Bhayamaithunam Chasamane Tat Pashubhir Naranam Dharmo Hitesham Adhikavishud. Ahar Nidra Bhayamaithun, eating, mating, sleeping, and defending. These are four activities done by animals and also human beings. Then what is the difference between human beings and animals? And the difference is that for animals, these four activities are sources of enjoyment. For human beings, they are just a need. Let us assess it. Let us see. Eating. For an animal, a pig keeps on eating, but he never becomes diabetic. Have you heard of an article, diabetes amongst pigs? No. He may become obese, but he doesn't suffer from heart attacks. A pig died of heart attack due to obesity. But a man who ate like a pig dies of diabetes, dies of obesity, dies of a heart attack. Animals eat less, for example. Suppose there is no food, their sugar doesn't go low. They don't have to sit on the Vyasasana and eat a halwa. Okay, they are very comfortable. They very nicely walk around. With us, if we are fasting for a long time, the way we walk, we get then the way on Nirjala Ekadashi we find people, you know, walking like saints, slowly. No, anybody calls them, they look like this. Yeah. Why? Because we just cannot tolerate eating less. Our body is designed in such a way that we have to eat necessary. A breakfast, a lunch, and a very light dinner. That is how our body is designed. Moderate amount of food. If you eat more, there is diabetes. We eat less. Like once one female beggar, she was asking a person in the taxi, he said, "Ek rupaya de do na, teen din se kuch khaya nahi hai." So then the person said, "Teen din se agar khaya nahi, to ek rupaya se kya karenge?" He said, "Dekhenge ki wajan kitna kam ho gaya." This joke I would like to dedicate to all our Bollywood personalities who keep on dieting. For those who keep on dieting, we may see them as very, very nice, healthy, fit and slim, but I'll tell you, most of them collapse on the sets due to low sugar. They keep on collapsing on the set because of vigorous dieting. I'm not talking about all the Bollywood heroes. I'm just talking about those who are into vigorous dieting and too much vigorous exercise also. There was one heroine who used to be a kind of a fitness icon, and her CDs and everything used to be in the market. And she used to run on treadmill, and that photographs used to be always be flashing in the newspaper, the way she is running, way she is running. And I am a doctor, and as a doctor, I have taken class for so many students here from GS Medical College. The first thing I tell them that whenever we are running, there are so many rules. We have to run on the ground. We have to use shock absorbing shoes. After that also, preferably do a brisk walk, but don't run. Because running, one spoils the joints. Now that everybody doesn't speak openly, because then people will stop buying shoes and a treadmill also. And yesterday her interview was there in the newspaper, where she says that she is suffering from arthritis of the knees for last 8 years, and she has stopped running. So they just get into so much of excessive bodily concept that they destroy the body. So that is about eating. Mating, animals, they are so much into illicit sex. But we never hear of they getting sexually transmitted diseases. The HIV virus is a normal. The HIV virus is a normal resident of a monkey's body. But the monkey never gets AIDS, although HIV stays in the body. Human beings, when the HIV enters the body, eventually he develops AIDS. So in mating also, we see that animals, they never suffer from sexually transmitted disease. But human beings, when they get into rampant sensual pleasure or sexual pleasure, they are bound to suffer from the sexually transmitted diseases. And therefore, we don't see a family life or anything in animal life. Okay, there is, we never see that they have a family, husband, wife, amongst the animals staying together, and children are there. No. That structure is in human beings, and that is how human beings are cultured. Sleeping, a polar bear sleeps for months together, but he never gets any bed sores or any thrombosis of veins. That is what is the effect of excessive sleeping. Or sometimes some animals, you must have seen the dogs. We need exactly a 6-7 hour sleep or 8 hour sleep. And if we don't get it, whole day we are frustrated and we keep on frustrating others because we have not slept. But if you watch the dog who is living around your house, in the night he sleeps for 30 minutes, then 1 hour, then he gets up, he fights with some other dog, he comes back. He sleeps, after again 15-20 minutes he gets up. And after passing a night like this, he is not frustrated in daytime, you know, that he is throwing tantrums, no. Daytime also. So for them, it's a pleasure. When they sleep, they enjoy. For us, sleep is a need. If we sleep more, we become diseased. If we sleep less, we become diseased. So eating, mating, sleeping. And the last point is defending. See how God has designed our body, that all these four activities have to be done in a very regulated way. You see animals, their body is designed for constantly defending. A cat who is walking, she's walking under severe tension. You just step your foot and she does like this. You see the sparrows who are eating grains, they are looking here, looking there, looking, taking a grain, again looking here, looking there. So much tensed. If we start living like this, we'll suffer from hypertension. Constantly fear. We'll get palpitations. We do suffer from it during exams, right? During exams, when you are supposed to face the public, give a prerna class, all such things happen. So that is how, because that is what is called as a fight, flight and fright reaction. But human body is not supposed to do that. Constantly we cannot go into a defensive mode. Because we are supposed to impose our faith in God, to keep our mind at the lotus feet of the Lord, and we are supposed to live a life with faith in God. So our life is not meant like cat and dog, because they are constantly thinking that somebody will kill me. A dog, you pass a bicycle, when the bicycle goes past the dog, suddenly he gets up. He thinks that somebody has come to kill me. We cannot live like this. We are supposed to live a very peaceful life. And that peaceful life happens when we put our faith in God. Once one merchant was, left alone on a island. He lost his ship and he lost all his goods. Somehow reached the island. And on that island, what happened is, he made a small kutir and he started staying in that hut. Alone on the island. This story was told by Bhakti Tirth Maharaj when he was here. And one day he goes to the forest to collect wood and he comes back and he sees that a lightning has fallen on that hut, and that hut is burning. And then he loses it. He said, God, I am here on an island alone. I have built a hut and that also you have put under fire. And then he looks at God and starts giving bad words literally. You cannot do this to me. We also do like that, no? Sometimes when we stand before the Lord, how come you have done this to me? And suddenly there was a voice. Did you call me? So he thought God is speaking. And then he looked, there was a ship captain who was standing. He said, did you call us? He said, no, I didn't call you. No, because we saw fire. That is how the naval language is. If you are alone, stuck on an island, you put fire so that any ship which is passing by can see that fire and the ship can reach there to rescue you. So actually then he again looked up to God and he said, sorry, actually it's good that the hut is burnt and now I'm, somehow managing to escape from the island. Okay? So this is how we are supposed to live with faith. Once, this story of the horse rider, you must have heard that a horse rider who was making his income by taking children, putting children on the horse and taking them round the village. In your childhood also, you also must have done this. And that's how he used to earn money. And he was a great devotee of the Lord. And one day his horse ran away. Now, once his horse ran away, everybody in the village came to him, said, the horse has run away, you have lost your source of livelihood, that is so bad. He said, it's okay, whatever happens by the Lord's mercy, that is okay with me. He went searching for the horse and he found 25 horses. And came back with the 25 horses and then everybody started saying, oh, so nice, so good, you lost one horse but you got 25. He said, that's okay, whatever is happening by the will of the Lord, that's good. While training one of those horses, his son fell down from the horse, lost his leg. Again everybody came, arre, bura ho gaya, your son's leg. He said, that's okay, whatever happens by the will of the Lord. And then the king of that region declared war with the neighboring kingdom and he made it mandatory for all the youngsters to join the army. And everybody was picked up forcefully, come on, join the army, except for this fellow's son because his leg was broken. Then again everybody came, arre, achha hua, pair tut gaya. Then he said, now stop coming to my house. Once you came, bura ho gaya, then you said, achha ho gaya, then again you said, bura ho gaya, again you are, I never felt bura ho gaya, because I always felt, achha ho gaya, I always felt it was nice, whatever was happening in my life. That is how human beings are supposed to lead their life, having tremendous faith in God. So not engaging in eating, mating, sleeping, defending for enjoyment, but considering them as just a need. Eating is a need, sleeping is a need, not a source of enjoyment, because my body is designed by God in such a way that if I get into any excess of these activities, all the hospitals are running because people are engaging into uncontrolled eating, mating, sleeping or defending, or either less sleeping and less eating. But then, after all this, why does Cupid makes us stupid? And I'll give you an example of this. Because love, romance and all those things, they appear so beautiful to us because of one factor in our life, which unless we remove, and that factor is Bollywood. Bollywood or Hollywood or Tollywood or any whatever other are. Because they present love in such a nice musical way to us. In my childhood, I used to always ask my father and mother, ki ye hero heroine garden mein ga rahe, music kaun baja raha hai? And he is standing down and she is standing up on the mountain and he is singing there and she is able to listen, then he sings something, then she is... How come? So I'll start with the whole love story. This is, I directly actually entered the love story. Before even that love begins, that this hero, heroine, they see each other for the first time and then they fall in love with each other. Or they sometimes dash each other in the library and the books fall off. And I have studied in a medical college last for 20 years. I'm in a medical college. I have never dashed against somebody and the books are... And then they show that, then you know that female is putting that, taking that box and then he's helping. If you dash against a female or a male, anyone, and their books fall down, nobody will sit quiet and there will be no love. First thing you have to do is run away from that place. So that is how they keep on showing us. This is how love happens. Even a male or a female, whatever it is, you make somebody's books fall on the floor, even if you dash against me, I'll leave the books and first take care of you. Okay? Because that is how we love our books and then they are torn and all. So that is how they keep on showing. And then suddenly there is love. And then they go to the garden and all those singing goes on, and that's how we also start feeling that, oh, this is happiness, this is happiness. And then they fall in love and all nonsense, that whole process of Bollywood, when it comes to Bollywood. And as a doctor, when I keep on seeing these movies, I'll tell you some funny things which we see in the movies from a doctor's perspective. Then after that marriage happens in their life, and then one day the heroine, you know, chakkar aake ghar mein gir jati hai. And then doctor comes, put a stethoscope and says she is pregnant. Now, pregnancy can never be diagnosed with a stethoscope. Because by the time the fetus in the mother's womb starts showing the heartbeats, by the time, after months, we can hear that fetal heart sounds, and then we, it's too late. And then towards the end of the movie, if there is one more heroine or something like that is there most of the time. And then there is a villain who is standing with a gun and he is about to shoot. And he is about to shoot and this, the third heroine, whatever it is, she sees that he is hitting, he is standing. And then she runs and comes in between, like this. Now what is the speed of a bullet? When the bullet is shot, you cannot, and what is our speed of running? You cannot go, the bullet is coming like this and you go. And one thing I'll tell you, when this 26/11 attacks happened, that day we were celebrating birthday of His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj at one devotee's house. And then he told us that such and such tragedy has happened, so nobody leaves. So at 1:30 ultimately I left from that place. And my car came down to Kemp's Corner and Bhatia Hospital. And then once I reached Bhatia Hospital, my car was the only car on the road. And that was 1 o'clock in the night, and that was the time when Kasab was caught. And in front of Bhatia Hospital were 10 policemen standing with a gun like this, pointing towards my car. So then I slowed down, and then the inspector came there and he knocked the glass with a loaded gun. Tuck, tuck, tuck. And then I, you know, took the glass below, and then he was looking who is inside. And as he was looking inside, he kept the gun on the window and he was looking, and the gun was here like this. A loaded gun was here. And I had become absolutely cold. I thought if he sneezes, then there is no sorry and nothing. And then I realized that what they show in the movies, that villain is standing like this and hero goes, takes some dust, catches his feet and throws the dust up. Nothing. You lose all your senses. You just become cold when you are in front of a loaded gun. And you cannot run like this and take the bullet on your chest. No. So this is all literally making us stupid. And then after they get the bullet on the chest, they speak. I have been working in a medical college and a hospital for 20 years. And I have seen the 12th March bomb blast. I have seen the 6th December riots. Every time such things happen in Mumbai, I am always outside. That doesn't mean that I am involved anyway. But 6th December, I had gone to KEM to see a fashion show. Of course, I was not a devotee then. And then I was returning back to JJ Hospital, and after the Bhaikala Bridge, our taxi was the only taxi on the road, and it dropped us in front of JJ Hospital, and I don't know what happened to the taxi well after that. And I sensed that something is wrong, because that road is always flooded with vehicles. And I looked that there was nobody on the street, and then we looked up. And all the house, the Muslim females who were there, they were kind of praying for us, and they were standing like this, that what is going to happen to them? You know, imagine you look at a house and 20-25 females, they look at you like this. And then I realized that they are praying for me, that's a good thing. But, and I looked at the gate, and then I realized the gate was locked. And by then again I was trembling. I tried to go up the gate and I started slipping and falling down. Went to the next gate. It was also locked. Three of us were there. Next gate, that was also locked. And then we ran to the mortuary gate, and from the mortuary we entered. And we ran through it just to realize that while running, we stepped upon almost 100-200 dead bodies which were cut. And that is what violence does. And by the time I entered campus, I sat down. My legs were trembling. And again I went back to this Bollywood thing and I was thinking, there they show people like cutting and somebody's killing. And no, you see blood. You see blood and you literally faint. Okay, so all that, they just keep on showing that how that hero, and the bullet never hits the hero. Huh? That's, the people keep on shooting and iske aage piche upar niche, but and whenever that hero sitting on the horse, he is hitting, and that all automatically all those people start jumping from wherever they are standing. Okay, so now I was at the point where they start speaking while dying. So I have seen so many of these riot victims and bomb blast victims. Everybody is unconscious. So they show that after hitting a bullet, then they start speaking and then they start telling, "Arey, aisa hai, tumhara aur ek bhai hai." And the most unwanted nonsense they speak, "Tumhari aur ek maa hai." Now what is that the thing? You know, we are supposed to hear or supposed to do when we are dying. That is what is taught to us in ISKCON. That's what Srila Prabhupada has told us, that just chant Hare Krishna. If death is so close by, don't start telling people that whatever bad thing you have done in your life. And then we also get into illusion that, okay, people can speak at the time of death, so whatever secret is there in my life, when that bullet hits here, I'll speak, no. And in between all those television advertisements and in movies, there are advertisements. Whenever you go to see a movie, there are advertisements. And in those advertisements also, the lust component is so exaggerated. Like if they are advertising about a perfume, they will show that a person puts on perfume and then 15-20 females start running after him. Or if a female is putting a perfume, like 15-20 males are running after him. Have you seen like this in your real life? But then we believe, "Arey, aisa hai ke?" Then you saw that perfume and then you remember, "Arey, oh," and then after putting that perfume, has anybody experienced that 15-20 females are running? Is there anyone in this crowd? I'll get down from the Vyasasana and stop the lecture right now. And that is what we precisely mean by how we are made stupid by all of this. Anything, they show house, they show banyan advertise, they show everywhere. And people keep on buying the products, getting illusion. One man was about to die, and then he had his sons with him. Three sons, and then he said to the first son that you take the Nepean Sea Road bungalows. Then the next son came forward and he said, you take Malabar Hill bungalows. Third one he said, you take Marine Drive bungalows. So the nurse was hearing this, "Bap re." Then he said to his wife that, "This is बहुत अमीर रहेगा ना, इतना बड़े बड़े एरिया में इसके घर है." बोले, "नहीं, वो पेपर डालता है उधर." And before dying, he is just telling that after I die, you put everyday newspaper जो है तू मलबार हिल पे डाल, तू मरीन ड्राइव. So people, they do all nonsense. They will not chant Hare Krishna. Therefore, Srila Prabhupada used to tell the story of a female who is about to die and the children are saying that, "Please chant Hare Krishna, please chant Hare Krishna." And the female is saying, "How can I chant such a long name of God?" But she is not ready to chant. Okay? Prabhupada tells a story of this. So people are ready to do anything at the time of that. They are ready to tell some secrets and all nonsense. From the Puranas, if you study that, the two main scriptures or the stories which happened, Ramayana and Mahabharata, the center, the epicenter of all these two, these things is excessive lust expressed by some of them. And one is Ravana, about which I already spoke. And in Mahabharata it is Duryodhan, who wanted to do the vastra or disrobe Draupadi, that is do her vastraharan. And just a desire to see somebody without clothes, that's such a bad thing. And that's how then, at the end what happened is, neither the vastraharan happened, because Lord Krishna saved her, and then he lost everything. And that is what precisely happens as an effect of lust, that we don't gain anything and we lose everything. People getting intoxicated by all this Bollywood, Hollywood, then they get into illicit sex affairs, and at the end they end up in a HIV ward or a ward of AIDS. And what the government does is, it never says that no illicit sex. Then illicit sex means no sex outside marriage. Government never promotes that. Government says, okay, you can have sex, but please use these products and have sex, so that there is no transmission of AIDS. No, it's wrong. One female who was working in the AIDS department, she was telling me that so many patients come to her who used to always do all the safety precautions while having illicit sex, but still they have suffered from AIDS, and they get HIV. So it's not that, but the government tells us, and that's what the propaganda of the media is. When we were small children, we were told that don't eat chocolates. But nowadays, the propaganda is not that don't eat chocolates. They tell us, you wear this, you use this toothpaste, dishum dishum, and keep on eating chocolates the whole day. This is what they are doing. They are not telling us these chocolates are bad. They say, no, you want to eat chocolates now, you use our toothpaste, and then whole day you can eat chocolates. You want to have sex, then use these products and keep on having sex. Then somebody grows old, they tell him, okay, you are old, you take this tablet, and then you can still keep on having sex. They are never talking about renunciation. They are never talking that sex. Therefore, one statement, very bold statement Prabhupada makes, is if sex would have been a source of happiness, then the prostitute would have been the most blissful person in the world. That never happens. They are the most miserable. But that Cupid keeps on making us stupid and make us think that no, this is happiness, because that is presented in a very musical way. But if you see the devotees, like Arjun, he went to those heavenly planets where Urvashi approached him, and he said, no, I will not indulge in illicit sex. The king of the land here, Shivaji Maharaj, and the daughter-in-law of Kalyan, our Kalyan, when Shivaji Maharaj looted Kalyan, his soldiers also took the daughter-in-law of the Subedar over there and presented it to Shivaji Maharaj and said that she is yours, she is so beautiful, you can enjoy her. Well, he had such an opportunity to enjoy, but he said, no, you are like my mother, because you are somebody else's wife, and somebody else's wife is Paradareshu Matruvat, that somebody else's wife is my mother. Just such a divine thought process was there in India. And that's how, because of his that control, he could rule, he could make a kingdom. So if you want to do something great in life, the first thing you have to do is control these urges which are putting us into illusion. No great person has become great with uncontrolled senses. Whoever has done great work in life, they have always controlled their mind, they have always controlled their senses and derived a higher pleasure. We have stories of Tukaram Maharaj, we have stories of Haridas Thakur, very similar stories where a prostitute was sent when they were sitting in a secluded place. And that is what dream of most of the youngsters is, that I am sitting in a secluded place, a beautiful girl comes to me and approaches me. That's what happened with them. And they said, no. They said no. Now how this power to say no comes from? With us, we are sometimes in a secluded place with our laptop and computer, and you know what happens to us. Okay? We just cannot say no. We just cannot say no. They had the power to say no because they were enjoying something higher. They were enjoying something higher. Shri Radha Gopinath, Bhagavan, a king. So they were enjoying higher things, enjoying higher happiness. So there is a hope. There is a hope. If they could say no, there is a chance that if I follow the process which they followed, I'll be also able to say no. But did they say no painfully? They didn't say no painfully. You know, when we sometimes say no, we are like, no. It's like, actually I want, but now because Prabhuji has told me, so no. But if you keep on saying no like this under guidance of our so nice youth preachers in ISKCON, one day you will be blissfully be able to say no. And this happens when slowly, slowly that love of God which is dormant in our heart, when that love awakens, then we can say no. Now, I'll now move towards the last part of my presentation. That what is the solution for this? Okay, this is what the problem is. Some people, they propose that engage in excessive lustful activities and sexual activities. Sambhog se samadhi. You must have heard, there is a book also in the market, Sambhog se samadhi. When I hear of this concept, Sambhog se samadhi, I just tell them, show me one saint who engaged in excessive lust and then reached samadhi. But I will tell you, show you hundreds of saints who gave up sex desire or limited their sexual activity. Within family life also, there were some grahastha saints also, and they reached samadhi. So that is possible. The effect of excessive sex is not samadhi, but perversions. Because what happens is, why? The reason why we need to control, nobody is telling us here that we should be stopping or not at all indulging into sex life. Those who are married, okay, they are allowed. But then if one excessively indulges, then what happens is, after enjoying their wife, then they want to enjoy somebody else. Then after enjoying somebody else, they want to enjoy somebody else. That is the reason, because the mind just goes wild. That is, then we are slowly becoming a Ravana. Ravana had thousands of wives, but after that also, when he heard description of Sita, he said, I want that. Because there is no limit to sense gratification. At some point of time, we have to slap our mind and say, stop. You are not going to become happy. You can just become happy if you follow this process very nicely. You will enjoy bliss from within. So, this sexual perversions, I'll tell you, there. Those who are studying medicine in our forensic, there is a textbook of forensic medicine, and there is a chapter on sexual perversions, and this happens because of excessive indulgence in sex. There is something called as lust murder, where they have sex, then they kill their partner, and then they eat. This you must be reading in Times of India. At least once or twice in a year, this news will flash in the newspaper. Okay. People having sex with dead bodies, that is called as necrophilia. All such things I read. Why these things happen? Because of excessive indulgence. Because nobody told them that the real happiness doesn't lie here. So in India, this land itself is so divine and so many festivals keep on happening here. That itself, you know, prevents us or gives us prophylaxis from this excessive sex life which exists in the foreign countries. Actually, most of the people, they feel that foreign countries are nice because there is free sex over there. No, it's not like that. You visit there and you see how miserable they are. And one, my own analysis I'll tell you about foreign countries and the reason I felt during my foreign visit. Their food is so bland, only salt and pepper, only salt and pepper. They eat so bland food, there's hardly any pleasure in the food. In India, see, basically we all need pleasure. So India, half or 90% of our pleasure requirement is fulfilled by food. All of us have a pleasure requirement quota, that I need this much pleasure. Continuous festivities going on. Janmashtami hua nahi, then there is Ganesh, and then after Ganesh there is Durgashtami. People are dancing, people are eating, enjoying food. Our Hare Krishna people went to take one class on cooking in one place, and 25 spices, jeera, mohri, and haldi. We just know salt and pepper. He said, that's how this Hare Krishna's, because of just eating nice prasad just keeps us peaceful. And in India, there is, people just want, what we say, ki mauke ki talash. Even on Christmas, they will cut cake and eat and say, jai Jesus ki jai, Jesus. In my childhood, I'll tell you, I used to look forward for Eid. I never knew that Eid is a Muslim festival. I used to look forward for Eid, but there was a house next to my house of Mr. Shakil Sayyad. And on the day of Eid, he used to call me, ki shirkurma khane ko aao. And Eid is not, so when the Eid we are approaching, I used to get excited, abhi chaunga, shirkurma khaunga. So there is so much of festivities in India, and that keeps us immune. That keeps us immune from, because we get pleasure from eating. So therefore our mind doesn't become violent. I'll tell you, if you try this, you go on bland food, just salt and pepper, and eat boiled food for 1 month, I'll tell you, your mind will go violent. And that is what happens in the foreign countries. The food they eat, they just put it in a, that always that food, the refrigerator is loaded, they take it out from there, put it in the microwave, heat it, and eat it. They don't eat paneer ki sabji, which is there in our Prerna festival. You know? So, for you youngsters, if you want to stay away from Cupid, my advice would be that just keep on following this process. Enjoy thoroughly the dancing in the kirtan. Okay? The same dance, if one does in the pub, like for example, we talk about if somebody drinks excess milk, there is a diarrhea. But for that diarrhea, the treatment is eating dahi. You must have heard that dahi khane se diarrhea kam hota. Same product, but opposite effect. So same dance in the pub, in the Hare Krishna temple. Opposite effects. One is binding us and one is liberating us. So enjoy. Rishikesh Anand Prabhu has come here. He will do a very nice ecstatic kirtan. Just dance. And after dancing, Srila Prabhupada says, when you are hungry, have fullest extent you can have prasadam. Because that satisfies the senses. All of you must have experienced this. That once the prasadam goes in, you feel so satiated. You just become a saintly person. That from here, when you walk down to Grand Road station, somewhere you see a Pani Puri wala, you don't feel like eating. You are a saint. No, I am not getting at it. On the Grand Road station, there is this samosa wala, and on between there is, by the way, restaurant and so many things. You just like a saintly person, like Haridas Thakur, he was not affected by the prostitute. Because that prasad is cooked by devotee, it is so satisfying to the heart. But the sensual pleasure which we see, if we see something lusty, that doesn't satisfy our mind. That agitates it. That agitates our mind. Sometimes there is pav bhaji here in Prerna, you eat that pav bhaji, that is also satisfying. Outside you eat pav bhaji, then it just agitates the mind. Because there is no devotion, there is no love. So the same substance having opposite effect, like milk and curd have opposite effects of diarrhea and stopping a diarrhea. So very nicely you can enjoy the devotional process here, this chanting of Hare Krishna. And this process of chanting, if God comes here right now and just tells us that, okay, come on, I'll take you, all of you, back to Godhead. Well, no, hum log idhar hi theek hai. You know, when we left our house or college, or when we were brought here, pulled by our friend, they never told us ki idhar se seedha jane ka hai kar. So he said, no, I'll go back home. We are not ready, basically. God comes here and says, okay, board the plane and I'll take you. No, we'll not go. Why? Because there is no love. There is no love for God. But a boy and girl who are in love with each other, the boy goes to the girl's house and says, let's run away. And she runs away with him, without even thinking twice, because there is love. When we develop that kind of love for God, anytime He comes, we are ready to go with Him. Right now we are scared that He may come anytime. Suddenly sometimes there is some swelling here, and then we say, aage hai kya? Call aage. Right now we are scared that He will come anytime. So when we develop love, like a girl who has developed love for a boy, she's just waiting when that boy will come and I'll run with him, because there is love. So how this love is awakened? How the love was awakened for our film stars? Like, for example, I'll give an example. When I was in my college days, so the film stars that time were totally different. So we had a new film star coming in, and his name was Govinda, who has now retired also. The reason I take his name is it's very closer to God's name, so therefore I give his example always. So how did we fall in love with this new film star Govinda? We entered the college premises and people were saying, hey, oh, Govinda ka picture dekha? I said, oh. Then I went to the canteen, hey, oh, Govinda, naya hero picture dekha? I go to the classroom, people are talking, hey, oh, Govinda ka naya picture. Again and again and again I hear the same name, I develop a desire to see. You must have experienced this in your college also. If you excessively hear one name, particular name of the junior batch, you develop a desire to see. Similarly, with this material example, point I'm trying to draw in is, if you excessively hear God's name, same principle will work. You will develop a desire to see. And once you develop a desire to see, then you see. Then we went to see Govinda, then we fell in love with Govinda. And once we fell in love with Him, then we used to reading about Him. We used to like to see Him on the movies. We used to like talk about Him. Once you develop love for somebody, you like to talk about that person. That is what. So loving Krishna, like people must have told you, our Hare Krishna preachers must have told you, that once you develop taste, you can keep on chanting. Yes, this is possible. A mother, Prabhupada gives example of the love between mother and a child, is the closest in this material world to the spiritual love, selfless love. So I was a topper in my college in my 12th standard, and my mother keeps on talking about it. He was first in the college. He was first in the district. Now I have got a daughter, but still my mother keeps on speaking about me. 12th standard he had got 97%, and he was first. And when somebody is talking to my mother about me, she never says, stop, I know everything about him. She says, keep on talking. Now at this point, if I start telling Govardhan Leela, you will say, no, sir, malum hai na humko, kyun bata rahe? We know, you will tell you the details that Indra was angry and then Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. We cannot hear it twice also, because we don't have love. When we love a movie star, we go and see his movies 2 times, 3 times, 5 times, 6 times. So that is what love does. If you love someone, then you can repeatedly hear. So you can repeatedly hear the name of Krishna once this love awakens. And this love will awaken by regularly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So I'll stop here. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. So
speaks. The reason I don't invite questions is because I'm not that street smart. Once one person was after the lecture invited for a question, and the audience was so furious with that whole lecture that on a paper he wrote ass and sent it to him. So he read it and he said, the sender has just written his name but not asked the question. So one has to be very street smart for answering questions, which I am not, so I don't take any questions.
Another reason is Hare Krishna. That he has answered all our questions, so there are no questions to be answered. So, we are very thankful to Yugavatar Prabhu for giving such a wonderful class. In the beginning he was saying that he is feeding wheat and milk today, like milk. But actually he was feeding the pure Patmeda milk powder with his...